The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, the halachas of Teilish and other malachas, Tikkun Michael. Siv Gimel on page 294. Asam Leichatichas 9. It's forbidden to salt pieces of radish. People like having a datech by the soup. Can't do arba chamesh biyachad, four or five together. Nishanir kekevish kvashim. It looks like you're pickling something. And pickling is a bit of nature kumavashal because like cooking. You could take the radish, each one individually, dip it into the salt and eat it. Avul beitzim, but eggs, mutl mochan, that you'll add a salt. Says Mishabur, Sivkar, you give it snoy, radish. What is it? It's called Abishan Tarach Malik, anything that needs salt and kugan, betzalim, beshumim, onions, and garlic, vugur kishayin, and pickles. The Rambam writes explicitly, it's known because Yitzibai, radish and those that are similar. However, it seems that Dabashin Darkalich, but something that normally is not pickled, Shari would be permitted to the Prima Gadim, there's no problem about salting. Sivkat Yudal. But things like radish, which are things that are pickled, so you know, salt, Arba Chamesh Beyachat, four or five together. Because when each piece is individually placed, that's not a problem about pickling. The gamli mixi came up, but also doesn't look like tanning. Avu kashemolchem biyachab when you sold them together. Full day to lachem take them. Even if he has a mind to eat it right away, v'loy la'ashoyis b'molchem and not to leave it with the salt hachiyitzim b'dirusa ma'azek adarkam until the bitterness comes out from its sweat as the normal way. Even so, gam kenaser it's going to be forbidden. Now v'mashoyisim b'molchem hachizir kedarkam. Now if he does leave them with their salt until they sweat the way they normally do, avu maleach v'metabel chatikas na'echad. Then even if he salts or he dips each individual piece of radish. Also, Medina, it's going to be prepared a bit. Meikar alochel kinhel ataz. That's how ataz comes out. B'chim be'al yirab b'kaz. The rabbi also writes the meloyach tznoin that the salt radish also for lechaticha achas but even one piece. Morgan Avram b'sev kan vav b'shem abach kaz. Avram can also write the nog al mishlo mochen klal. The custom in the world is not to salt them at all. El metabekol echem b'melach b'oichel. Rather, you dip each one in salt and you eat it. Now, minaginu in our custom shachit chibshab is tznoin dak. We cut up on Shabbos the radish very thin. The nice bekaro or molchan nicer, they put in a plate and they salt it. The shevchanam chaymid zoichan nicer, and they pour in it vinegar and they eat it. Al chayra, that's the common custom of the Mishmur in his day. Seemingly, hadami zel habachatichas, this is similar to the halacha of many pieces. That's the Medina that prohibited meikar halacha afal molchan mayar, even if you eat it right away. Vein heta al derech tibo, it's only permitted if you dip it in, kalachs bab neyatsma, each one independently. So how are we doing this? Since they don't leave it at all to sweat, they pour over there the vinegar, and also other types of things. So it's not similar to tanning, to leathering. All the more some shivkut shem shem and take it. Also, if you pour oil there right away, where the oil weakens the power of the salt. Some place in Yorick, Shukur and Salatin. Make vegetables they call salad. And they sold the vegetable independently first. They leave it like that. And then they sift off the water that comes out from it. And then they mix it afterwards with olive oil and vinegar. It's a gummer. This is a complete prohibition. And but that's more similar to Ibut. Since you're waiting until he accepts the salt, very well. Which the Sha'art Tzionis Tzvav brings this from the Taz and Tzvav Shabbos and says, this is the makes the name of Shulti Gebarim to permit salad. That's when you put on the oil right away. That's the Sunday of Tzvav Shabbos and other Achaim that they don't disagree, and the Behetiv didn't, you know, go down to the depth of that this is not a machlokes. Sivkat and Tzvav. So he said that, and pickling is prohibited. Why? So he said that the reason why you can't salt four or five together because it looks like Kekevish Kvash and Mahulu. Like pickling, and pickling is forbidden because it's like cooking. So zehatam umeramba. This reasoning is from the Rambam. Rashi doesn't time. Rashi gives the reason. Idea melech because through the salt miskashim it actually gets hard. Vavatikun and it's a remedy. But damal ma'amid never. That's why it's similar to ma'amid because like when you make the skin and the hide into leather, you make it hard. Because the Taz writes the metamash shulchan aruch yeshlumah. From the reason of shulchan aruch you can learn. It's forbidden to pour wine and other beverages into a vessel that has vinegar, so that this should also turn vinegary. Because the demon of the kavish kvasha, that's similar to the halacha of pickling. The miskaven is intending that the little bit that he's pouring over there, yinichba should be quote unquote pickled. It should become vinegary. The yadaran kasev and the yadaran rice, the asim shem the Mexico with the chol. It's prohibited because it looks like a weekday type of activity. I ain't shem look over there. Now, Moshe says get the hachlish koyach chaymes mabat, but let's say he's doing it actually only because he wants to actually weaken the power of the vinegar. That push from the shalik olama, that's obviously going to be permitted according to everyone. So it depends on what your intention is. Bleeding ugrikis chaym b'techa kvushim, that to put raw cucumbers into the pickling. She's chaymes gamkein, that should also pickle or get vinegary. Push the shalik olama, that's obvious. That's forbidden according to everyone. Simkan tezayin. And we said pickling is forbidden neishu b'chulu because it's like cooking. Now avagav the bevad imrechia. Now for sure, although the definitely is no liability, or it's not a derivative of fire. Because just like cooking changes something, the characteristic of the food item. So that's what pickling does. Rather, we said what you should do is you should dip each one in salt independently. Simkan yezayin ba'oichlan eat it, and that's take it right away. Lav davka take it mamash. I mean literally right away. You know, very soon after she is iktas leharbe, that it could sweat a little bit, but not a lot. Says the Taz. Simkon yotaz. But we said, but beitim mutl molchan. Eggs you could salt. In the glass, my question is not the norm to make pickled eggs. We got in the melch moilim kol kachen, and also the salt doesn't help so much to harden it, and therefore that's not a problem. Sif dal yesh mishakatz with that. Those are right. Shemutal litpol kamachatichetz nine. They're permitted to dip many pieces of radish achas achs labado. Each one independently. Ulanichim yachal in front of him, and put them all together in front of him. Ve'lochel miyad, so if he's going to eat each one, then one after the other. Sivkat in your test, achasach zlavada, because the vizier regarding this, ain't near kukrevish kashm, doesn't look like he's pickling. Mashakas is there is, ulanichim yachal in front of him, to put them all together in front of him. I knew that it's shibuchan lufan amalach, and that now they should be prepared in front of him to eat. Avizoshli, you know, because they should be kibbut that they shouldn't touch each other. Sivkat in chav. So that he can eat the miyad zua chazu right away, one after the other. And that is, he shouldn't leave them for a long time. Even in that meal itself, for example, let's say from the beginning of the meal to the end, they should zu harbe so that they should sweat a lot, so that they will even know that's somewhat tiber. But if they delay just a little bit, they sweat a little bit, that's not a problem. That's all according to the Shulchan Aruch. About many, but the custom is not to delay at all in salt. On top of oich b'melech, rather it's that you dip, you eat from salt to nachreinim, and that's how the custom is to do it. Actually, some of the dirshus, dirshu number 15, the measurement of the salt that you're not allowed to put on the vegetables, in this ground holds, that's even a minute amount. So this that we said that you can't salt it as minute. Dish number 16, that even though that it's not the norm to pickle garlic so that you eat it on its own, and this girl explains that since it's pickled with other vegetables, so to give it a flavor, like you see many times they have actually a piece of garlic there in the pickles, whatever. So it seems therefore its salting is like pickling and therefore it's forbidden. Dish number 17, to put back the pickles that were already pickled into their pickling water. So the pickles came out of the jar, and you want to put it back in. Mr. Grills holds that permitted because there's no kvisha acha kvisha. I don't find the Chazal made it forbidden to do that because of nirik kvish, looks like you're pickling, putting it into the pickling juice. And it's not like something that was cooked, which Chazal said it is forbidden to put on the fire because it's nirik mevashel. So to a salted fish, herring. And the Shabbos writes that you're allowed to put it into the vinegar to make it taste better because since it's already pickled, there's no pickling after pickling. For that reason, they didn't make it forbidden to do this of Nir Kukavish. Shlomo Zalman explains, because it's not the norm to pickle a salted fish in vinegar. Now, something that's fully cooked, Tzitzit Shulchan writes, that's still forbidden to pickle on Shabbos. But just like this Bishlach Rafia, so too this Kvishach Bishl. Because the activation of pickling is different than the activation of cooking. That's what sounds like when the Shulchan writes later on, Tzibab, that's forbidden to salt lentils and beans that were cooked in their husks. And the Shmuel explains that the salting is going to be effective, and therefore it's considered like kvisha and ibut. Dish number 18: vegetables that's not normal to pickle them when they're cut. For example, let's say tomatoes and peppers, or even pickles when they're cut. Someone holds that you let us salt them in such a way, and that's a pinul. But Yashiv, you let us salt them a little bit to give them a little flavor. So therefore, it's different when they're cut.
So do vegetables. that it's not the norm to pickle them when they're already cooked. Rabbi Yashiv holds that you let us salt them in such a situation, but only a little bit to give it flavor. Another of the grills holds that it's possible that since the norm is to pickle them when they're not cooked, so then you would not be able to salt in all situations. Regarding a vegetable salad that you have mixed in vegetables that their norm is to be pickled with vegetables that not the norm to pickle them, the Rabbi Yashiv holds it's forbidden to salt it only if you put in it before an oil, as the Mishnah reads previously regarding making salt water, that if you put in oil in the salt or water before you mix it together, not those who hold that you're allowed to mix it together. Dish number 19. Regarding small food items that it's not the norm to eat them one at a time, rather only many together, for example, beans and lentils. The Ketzes Shulchan Raya said you don't have to salt them one by one. Rather, you could salt them all together as long as you don't salt more than what's normally eaten in one shot, because since the norm is to eat like that, it doesn't look like ma'avid. Rather, it's like a derech achil, and that's what the Kaf HaChaim writes. Dish number 20, if someone forgets and he salts a piece of radish and he remembers before he finishes the action of this ibur or kvisha, the Ketzes Shulchan Raya, you have to put right away oil on the radish to nullify the power of the salt. The Yazan, that even if you remember after that you finished the action of the salting, you're allowed to eat the piece of the radish, according to the way the Pei Halacha writes in Simshun Yud Ches, that someone who violates B'shag, and this is Rabban Meshabbos, he's allowed to have been from the Malacha even that day. Dish number 21, previously the Mishnah wrote that you're not allowed to salt many pieces together as one, even when you don't delay to have it sweat, only to eat it right away. And here he's saying that that not to leave it to sweat. Dish number 22, even though it's forbidden to put vinegar or things like that on vegetables because of pickling, the Mishnah also explained that since it's not putting only but a little bit of vinegar, that's not the norm of pickling that, and if it's permitted, which is not the case by salting of vegetables, that it's forbidden even by putting a little bit of salt. The reason why it's permitted to put salt on a piece of vegetables when you're putting that on them afterwards, vinegar or something like that, the Chubas Al-Tzin writes that the vinegar nullifies the power of the salt, it has the same halacha like oil, and that's what's been in the Skarelis. Dish number 23, even though regarding making salt water, Mishmur writes in Sifkon Yod Nim, the Ram, that you're not allowed to make it even if you pour inside of it oil right away after that. The Tei Shabbos explains that by a piece of radish that the norm is to pour in them oil after salting them, and everyone knows that you can do this, so then that doesn't look like a ma'abik. So Shulchan writes that still a ketchila, a person has to first put the oil, because you might forget to put right away afterwards, right after the salting. And this Kirillitz holds that the whole heter over here is only a limit schos on the minig oil, but the ketchila, you have to put the oil before the salting, just like the Isra of making salt water. Now, this whole heter is only when he has a mind to eat it right away, but if he has a mind to put it aside, so the Shulchan writes that it's forbidden, like the Shulchan writes later and says, hey, regarding the salting of the egg, that even though that the salt is not really so effective and it's not normal to pickle it, however, you're not allowed to salt it to put it, to leave it. And according to what Mishmur is inclined with, the Sipkon Chavav, that you let a salted egg, even when he has a mind to put it aside, if that's the case, something would be over here. However, if a person cuts the radishes very thin on Shabbos, even without that, you're not allowed to put it away for another meal because it's of Teichen, as you see later on Sipkon Memhei. Issue number 24. Tei Shabbos asks, why does Shulchan Aruch write in Sif Beis the reason of Rashi, but over here he writes the reason of the Rambam? Now, to scatter sugar on fruits, where the norm is to pickle them in sugar, so Shulchan writes, that depends on these reasonings. According to the Rambam, that the reason why the Isser of salting food items is because it looks like that like pickling. So it would be that you're not scatter on the fruit sugar because it looks like pickling. But according to Rashi, the reason why it's us is because it looks like ibud, like tanning. Then you have to discuss regarding the depends on the machlikas achreinim, which is brought in Dach Chetuvim in Yerideas and Tzavites, if it's possible to kosher meat by scattering salt, sugar in place of salt. Shlomo Zalman holds that according to those who hold that the reason of the Isser is because ma'abed, then one should not do this because since the sugar doesn't change the nature of the fruits, it just gives a taste, which is not the case by salt, which changes the actual thing itself. Another Chupas Olitzin writes that you're allowed to scatter sugar on the fruits, and that's what the Benoist Grail said. If you don't have a mind to leave the sugar there with the intention of absorbing the fruit juices, you're allowed to scatter over there. Now, specifically putting salt, but regarding other spices, like for example black pepper, things like that, except Shulchan writes that there's no problem about not ma'am, but not a problem of pickling. Dish number 25, to mix water into the vinegar, Shlomo Zalman holds that you're allowed to do that, even if the intention is to increase the volume of the vinegar, because that's not like a mixture of other mashkim into the chametz, where you turn that into chametz itself, rather it's like mixing water with vinegar. Now, to put liquids into wine, Chaznish writes that from Tosfos Masechet Shabbos, it sounds like it's permitted, and that sounds like also from what the Shulchan Aruch writes later in Sefer Yitzchak, that you're allowed to mix old wine with honey and pepper. That's his brought in Shayna Halachas. Dish number 26, to put raisins or dried fruits into water to prepare the mashka. So in Simen Shin Chav and Simen Shin Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's permitted. It sounds like that there's no problem about pickling, points out the Daz Torah. And that's what he writes in Simen Shin Yilches regarding Kulius Espanin, the Spanish mackerel that you allowed to soak in water, even though that through that he's remedying it for eating. Dirshu number 27, even though pickling is not considered even like cooking, we told the Schama, and it should be permitted like cooking the sun itself, that's burn shoranach and simon shoranitchez, that's permitted, since it's not going to come to be mixed up with cooking, we told the Schama, the iglatal writes, and even Azal, there's a Zalma that since that's the way of pickling, you now do it rabbinically. The iglatal writes it still, since it's not considered as bishah at all, it's not awesome in that Torah. Now, since pickling is only awesome in Rabbana, and Shuvah's Makhazir's arise, that in the situation of great loss, you're allowed to do it through a non Jew, like any Shuvah's to Shuvah's that's permitted, Makam Hef says, burn shoranach and simon shoranitchez. Dish number 28, salting potatoes that are cooked, Rabbi Karan, as Grilt holds, that has a locha like salting of eggs, which is not normally pickled, and therefore that's not going to be a problem.